Welcome to the Kickstart Your Edge Play to Win Leadership Podcast,
where we've flipped the script with our groundbreaking modus operandi to bring you real, relevant, and relatable tactics and techniques to master your own play to win mindset.
Talk about a superpower. It's time to iron your cape.
What we know for sure is what got you here won't get you there.
You can't see the spinach in your own teeth.
And finally, hang on, because this one is really deep. Once you realize that you are the traffic, everything makes complete and unadulterated sense.
Welcome to The Edge, where playing not to lose is not an option. So we're really excited today to talk to you about some really meaningful, impactful work that we recently did with the team regarding strengths. So we're big, huge Clifton Strengths fans. We use it all the time in organizations, and it helps individuals understand where their natural talent is, and then when developed, how those can become strengths. And then the fun part is putting it together as a team to be able to see an overall team strengths and how those come together. So what we wanted to do was to talk to you about how we got some good thinking and some real impactful work on using a team's strengths to pitch an idea to another person within the organization.
Yeah. So just a little background is we're working with a team from a leadership team in one organization, and there was a leader of that leadership team who ultimately reports to another leader that this team doesn't interact with as much. And this leader, let's just call the leader Bob, right? And this leader Bob has his own, with thinking about Clifton Strengths, he has the things that he hits out of the park and does really, really well with his natural strengths and talents. And what we did was we put together, a team strengths grid to put the rest of his team on the same paper with him so we can actually see everybody's strengths that are these, 34 strengths from, everybody's ranked from 1 to 34. And what we got to see from looking at the team's overall strengths, and they break down into strategic thinking, influencing, relationship building, and executing. And what we saw here was the kind of holes, for lack of a better word, that this, that the team has, but also that this individual has. Now, the great part about this is Bob has done the strength finders, obviously, and Bob's boss, let's just say Jim, has done the strength finders as well. This is like a secret decoder ring because we have Jim's strengths. So we know how to speak Jim based on Jim's strengths. The fun part about this, a lot of people on Bob's team know how to speak Jim. Bob doesn't speak Jim as well. So what we did is we brought the team together, and Jen, I'm going to let you kind of talk a little bit more about what we did. But we brought the team together to help Bob be able to present ideas to Jim.
I love it. So the team strength grid, as Karen mentioned, there's four categories. So there's 34 talents across the board, strengths across the board, that go into four different categories. The broader categories are strategic thinking, influencing, relationship building, and executing. And the way that this team looks on in the grid is they are dominant in executing, then relationship building, then strategic thinking, followed by influencing. And there's a pretty big gap, I would say, between influencing and the rest. Jim leads primarily with influencing. So what we did was we put the grid together and we talked about where are their gaps. How was Bob going to be able to influence Jim around this team's ideas? So we had the team divide up into the strategic thinking quad, the relationship building quad, and the executing to be able to brainstorm and think through what is it that we need to be able to plan for? What's the big picture? Where are we going? What are the patterns and the pieces that are needed as part of a strategy that Jim is going to resonate with? The relationship team is, who do we need to bring together? Who is it going to impact? How will it change our relationships with our customers? How will it change relationships within the organization? Who's really important to be a part of this? Executing is going to be a little bit more about, what do we need to get done? What are some of the consistent behaviors that we need? How do we need to arrange things to be able to deliver on this vision? By being able to have the team brainstorm these areas, they were able to think about Jim and what's important to Jim. And so what it allowed was the natural gifts and talents of the team to say, how do we get Jim to see this from an end-to-end solution? And they came up with some really wild, strong ideas on how to be able to pitch it. So a couple of things to think about is, really, when we looked at Jim's strengths, what was important to Jim? So kind of going off the top of my head here, some of the strengths were, I know competition was in the top five.
Maximizer.
So maximizer is about going from good to great. Competition is about winning. What were a couple of the other ones, Karen?
Oh, you know, I will think about it 1 second. Wait a second.
That's okay. While you're looking, let me just throw in a couple of things. So when you think about competition, somebody who is high in competition as a talent is going to love words like winning, coming out ahead, moving up in position, changing ranks, being able to get increased percentage, things that are going to measure what winning is all about in a results-oriented company. And the company is very results-oriented. So maximizer is going from good to great, not taking time to go from poor to good, but really, how do we maximize? How do we leverage? What levers can we pull that we already have in place that are going to allow us to win faster?
You know, Jen, it's interesting that you even said that, right? Win faster, and you know how that is a maximizer. Another strength is activator, right? And with activator, it's like, you know what? You want to do things now rather than talk about them. Like, don't tell me what you're going to do. Show me what you did. And I want to go just this fast. Another thing also, as well as relator, relationships were really important to Jim. So understanding the concepts of what's important to Jim and see who on Bob's team really can speak Jim and can kind of almost be a little bit of a translator, or how do we position things a little bit better. And as we had all of everybody's strengths, we were able to pull out all of those ideas with the different kind of domains of strategic, influencing, relationships, and
execution. Yep. Because the key thing is the strengths of the strategic, executing, and relationships pulled together allowed the influencing to rise to the top. It was really, really a powerful working session where we have been layering the strengths throughout the months of working with the team. And this was coming to a really a big opportunity for this team to be able to own and drive their segment of the business. And this was a way to give them the power to be able to put their best thinking forward, be in control of what they're saying yes to, and being proactive. It was hugely successful in getting the buy-in that they needed to be able to drive the business their way.
And it worked over really well when Bob presented the ideas to Jim.
Yeah. So many times teams just think about what they need to do versus who they're working with. And we help teams be able to look at people as individuals so that they can come together to do their best work using their strengths. And it's so fun to see it in action and the impact that it can actually make. So we just thought it'd be fun to share.
That's it, Barley.
All right. See you next time.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Kickstart Your Edge Play to Win Leadership Podcast.
Craving more?
Of course you are.
Check out our website at kickstartyouredge.com,
where we fire you up, fan the flames of your competitive edge culture, and ignite your tenacious pursuit of an all-out play-to-win mindset.